you and I wanted a nice place to play racquetball, work out, and relax, we'd probably join a spa. If you were Elvis Presley, you would spend over $200,000 to build a racquetball court and recreation center in your own backyard. And that's just what Elvis did in 1975. The racquetball building has 2,440 square feet of space that provided Elvis and his friends with countless hours of enjoyment. On the top level, they could work out and exercise, play a few games of pinball, then quench their thirst at the bar with ice-cold Gatorade or Mountain Valley spring water. The upstairs consists of a dressing room and shower facility for Elvis's guests, an observation deck, plus Elvis's private lounge, dressing room, and bath. His bath included a luxurious steam shower with 5 gold-plated shower heads and a jacuzzi. The roof of the building is fenced in for use as a sun deck and includes a small jogging track. Down the stairs from us is the lounge and viewing area. There, Elvis and his guests could relax, listen to the elaborate stereo system, or play and sing at the piano. The heavy glass wall allowed those not playing racquetball to observe games in progress. The front wall of the racquetball court is now covered with records. On August 12, 1992, RCA and the Recording Industry Association of America posthumously awarded to Elvis these 110 gold and platinum albums and singles, the largest presentation of gold and platinum records in history. Elvis and several guests played a few lighthearted rounds of racquetball on the morning of August 16, 1977, and they gathered in the lounge as Elvis sang. Two of the songs were Unchained Melody and Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. A few hours later, Elvis passed away quietly in his private suite upstairs at the main house. Thousands of people were holding tickets, anxiously awaiting his arrival in 10 different cities. He was to have left for another concert tour that afternoon.